Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. During the first few weeks in 1966, a catchy instrumental by Slim Harpo on the Excello label was making its way up the Billboard R&B charts. A month later, it hit number one. It was produced in the studios of J.D. Miller in Crawley, Louisiana. Miller had a long-running relationship with Excello and was responsible for the swamp blues sound for which it became famous. Slim Harpo started recording for Miller in 1957 and became one of the top names on the label.
I'm itching, and I don't know where to scratch. Come here, baby. Scratch my back.
Located in Nashville, a man named Ernie Young was the brains behind Excello. Not only did he run a distributorship, but also operated a retail record shop and advertised heavily on WLAC, a Clear Channel station that played rhythm and blues every night to an audience that stretched from southern Canada to the Caribbean. For a reasonable price, listeners could get a six-pack of 45s by COD, containing the latest R&B hits of the day, and in every pack, at least one release on Excello.
It's looking good, baby. Just go ahead and scratch it.
Ernie Young would retire in 1966 after selling his label for $250,000. As for Slim Harpo, it looked like his star was on the rise. Sadly, it was not meant to be, and Baby Scratch My Back would become Excello's only number one hit during its 23-year run. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great blues, tune in every Saturday evening at 5 for the Blues Review and Tuesday night at midnight for Blues Unlimited, here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson.